Hey, Betties. Welcome to the Better Podcast. It's your host, Dr. Stephanie. It is geeky magic time where I step away from the interviews and just talk to you. It's just going to be me and you today. And these episodes, I'm going to bring you personal insights, frequently asked questions, topic du jour in a more condensed, quick, and actionable way. I go hard on the geek, wrap it up with sprinkles and magic for you to do and be better. All right. So we are in chapter 4 of the Betty Body. And in case you haven't been listening to the last couple of Geeky Magics, over the next several weeks, I am going to be giving you a behind the scenes look, a director's cut, if you will, of my upcoming book, The Betty Body. And it's going to be part story time, part director's cut. I'm going to be giving you my thoughts and my feelings and reading you some excerpts from the book. So this is really not going to be available anywhere else. This isn't in the book. I mean, I'm reading you some of the words from the book, but my thinking behind it and, you know, what went into it, what went into the birth, the geek and the magic of the Betty Body.
One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart.
Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com.
And in this chapter, this is chapter 4, and I've titled it Warning: Due to Hormones, I Could Burst Into Tears or Kill You in the Next 5 Minutes. This chapter is a technically heavy one, and it is the entire chapter is dedicated to exposing the abundance of hormonal presentations and derangements that can happen in a woman. So we talk about estrogens, particularly when they are too high, what's also known as estrogen dominance in the luteal phase. Testosterones, we talk about when testosterones are too high and too low, and progesterone. And I actually specifically have left out when estrogen is too low, and that is the next chapter. And the reason for that is every woman experiences low estrogen. So I wanted to dedicate an entire chapter to that. So we'll get into that next week. And throughout the chapter, I outline symptoms, overlapping symptoms. So for example, certain testosterone presentations can actually be confused with thyroid issues, and how to distinguish between those two, because both are common issues that women deal with, and clinically they actually present almost identically. So we need to have a good understanding of labs, what labs to ask for, what functional lab ranges are considered optimal, and what results mean in each scenario, and strategies, of course, to correct each presentation. And I wanted to really include a myriad of presentations because most women will go through many of these, starting from about your mid-30s into perimenopause and through to menopause. And it can be really confusing. And disappointingly, most allopathic doctors, if they're not functional medicine trained, are not going to order some of these tests. So it's really important here for a woman to go to your allopathic doctor, or if you're working with a, you know, functional chiropractor, naturopath, et cetera, to go to them with your requests and to be able to have some ability to parse through what it means. So there's a lot of information in this chapter. And again, truthfully, you know, if you've been a longtime listener of the podcast, you will know that one of my big through lines is empowering women. And part of that is through informed consent, right? We often go blind into, you know, a doctor's office with a certain, you know, symptom or presentation. And it is usually we are given some sort of medication to silence it rather than actually digging deeper to figure out what it is. And I wanted to start off this chapter by acknowledging that this work is hard. Okay. So this is, you know, this work is difficult. It takes time for changes to really happen. And I wanted to give you permission to do that, right? Like I've said before, your body is not Amazon Prime, right? It's not arriving tomorrow by 9 p.m. As much as we all would love for that to happen, there needs to be a certain expectation, like to set the expectation, to have patience, to have grace and love for yourself. This is paramount. And wherever your journey takes you, this is going to be an important part of you understanding yourself. And this is particularly for my type A's. This chapter was written for my boardroom Betty's, I like to call them, because we have such high expectations of ourselves, right? And we do not give ourselves the runway in which to heal. And the expectation is often that things are just going to happen when you snap your fingers. And I just want to remind you that you are a beginner, potentially a beginner, right? And it's to allow yourself to be a beginner, to not have any pressure or expectation that you're going to get it all on the first try. And maybe you need to read the chapter once or twice, you know, maybe thrice, three times through.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster, and of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
I mean, you would never, hopefully, you would never yell at a newborn baby, right? That for not knowing how to crawl or not knowing how to speak, right? Like that newborn is a newbie, right? It's a newbie at life. And so are you. And I think when you just, you know, cut those emotional cords, when you allow yourself to just, okay, like I'm new at this, it's going to be hard, you know, and expect that it's going to be hard. It just feels easier, right? And if you just kind of feel how that feels in your body, hopefully you feel a little relief. Okay, so without further ado, here is an excerpt from chapter 4. It is important before we dive in to manage our expectations and acknowledge that hormones take time to sort themselves out. Natural, long-lasting healing takes time. Such is the paradox of life. Anything worth having takes time, commitment, and a surrender to the monotony of routine. This is no different. In our world of instant gratification, I say, take your sweet damn time, Betty. Give yourself the runway, the space, and the permission to get things right. Imagine that you are turning around a cruise liner, right, on your way to a different shore. You wouldn't expect to be able to overcome the inertia and the direction instantly, right? Hopefully not. So I would also invite you to surrender to the idea that if your cycle is currently a gong show, it is going to take some time for it to get better. And you are worth the time it takes to get better. You are worth the investment of time. And I will also lovingly point out that hateful words, negative thoughts about your body being broken, and a lack of faith in your ability to heal are distress signals and that will hinder your progress. You are not broken, Betty. Maybe a squeak bent, but definitely not broken. You do not need to punish your body to get what you want. Give yourself all the time and space you need. Assume there will be setbacks. Assume you will fail. It is in the failing that we learn who we are and we learn to course correct. Your body is not a machine. Healing is not linear. And you need some time to sort it out, girl. After you have identified where you are, start practicing some sacred rituals and rhythms for reducing your stress response. We will discuss these at length and in detail in chapter 6 and 7. These are important to nail down as they will help set the physical and emotional boundaries around your health through developing and following proper morning and evening routines. And from there, we go into what high estrogen looks like, some of the symptoms, some of the presentations, functional lab tests, all the things that I talked about in the beginning, onto testosterone, onto progesterone, and solutions for them. And I thought it was important to put this preamble into the book because it is so often, and I've worked with clients, you know, for years around this, where we have, you know, my type A Bettys are like, okay, I'm ready to change. Like, I want to lose the weight, or I want to fall in love with myself again, or I want, and like, we're like, tell me the how, and I'll just like punch it out and get it done. But what always happens is we always fail. There's always a stumbling. There's always a lesson in that journey to becoming whole in that, whatever that looks like for you, whether that's weight loss or feeling good in your skin or having more energy or reducing brain fog. We can't be perfect all the time. And actually, perfect is just this construct that is garbage. And I would love for it to be removed from the English vocabulary, because I think that it sets up unrealistic expectations for us. And I just want you to shun that idea that you're going to be perfect, that you will be imperfectly perfect. Actually, that's even a better way to look at it. You are going to be perfectly imperfect. And it is in that failing. It is in the stumbling, just like a toddler learning to walk when she falls down and bumps her bottom and she starts crying and she wants mommy to hug her. You know, it's time for you to be that comfort for yourself. You can mother yourself and say, listen, I know this is hard, girl, and we've been working on this for a long time, but I got you. I believe in you, and I know it can be done. So I hope that you enjoyed this director's cut of chapter 4. Next week, we are talking about chapter 5 and perimenopause. So I'll see you then.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. For those of you who want to continue on this week's Geeky Magic Carpet ride with me, visit bettershow.co/show notes. You'll find research, links, summary notes, musings that I prepared in preparation for the podcast, and I often throw in some of my best practices, bonuses, and links. All the juicy bits are in there for you. And now for the obligatory legal and medical disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and the advice, recommendations we discuss do not replace medicine, chiropractic, or any other primary healthcare provider's advice, treatment, or care. In the consumption of this podcast, there is no doctor-patient relationship formed, and the use and implementation of the information discussed are at the sole discretion of the listener. The information and opinions shared on this podcast are not intended to be a substitute for primary care, diagnosis, or treatment.